yesterday we started the sugya of Osama Adam Re'echa. Just the quick recap, how we went through, how do we know that Rodev HaChaver Lahargo Nitan Lassil B'Nafsho? That was the context that it came up. The Gemara had three suggestions, rejected the first two, and finally accepted the third suggestion. Suggestion number one was based on Osama Adam Re'echa. The Gemara says, no, that can't be the case, because we already need Osama Adam Re'echa just to teach me a different thing, that if you see someone in trouble, someone about to drown, they have to save him. The Gemara says, okay, maybe it's Kal V'Chomer from Nar Merasa. No, you can't make Kal V'Chomer because they know Shemin Adin. So Gemara says, okay, how do I know that if you see Rodev HaChaver Lahargo that you can kill the Rodev? It's a Hekish. HaReza Balalam Ivrim Salameh, that Rotzeach and Nar Merasa, just like Nar Merasa is Nitzan Lassil B'Nafsho, so to Rotzeach. So once we mentioned that, the Gemara went back, Gufa, and discussed the issue of Losam L'Adam Re'echa. So the Gemara told us that if you see someone drowning, the Isra of Losam L'Adam Re'echa tells us that you have to save him. So we had pointed out the key lines in the Gemara, as far as our purposes are concerned, is the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, don't we already know this din, that if you see someone drowning, you have to save them from the Pasuk Vashivosolo? What do you need Losam L'Adam Re'echa for? It's already Beferish Pasuk Vashivosolo. So the Gemara responded, there's a big difference. From Vashivosolo, I would only know that you physically have to make an effort to try to help the person. How do I know that you monetarily have to make an effort to try to help the person, that you even need to spend money to try to help the person? That's only from Losam L'Adam Re'echa. So we pointed out yesterday, if you read Rashi, it sounds from Rashi that it's the mashmaus of the words that give us this idea that you have to spend money. Losam L'Adam Re'echa, Rashi understands that you have to do whatever you can to be Moshia. You have to do everything within your power to save him. Whereas Vashivosolo just implies that you should make a physical effort to do a hashava. Right, that's what Rashi says. Kamashma lo samal adam reich lo samal al atzmicha mashma ela chazor al kol tzadin shlo yov adam reicha. Do whatever you can. So it's from the word losamo that we darshan that you need to spend money. Not every Rishonim agrees with this. Some of the Rishonim understands just the riboy apsukim. It's just the fact that you have, if you only had one pasuk, it would teach me that you have a mitzvah to save his life. And now that you have two pasukim, it teaches me not only do you have a mitzvah to save his life, you also have a mitzvah to spend money on saving his life. But it's not the mashmaus of the pasukim that's the issue. But that's machlokas Rashi and other Rishonim. Now, what we discussed yesterday is the Gemara's kasha as it was. Does the Gemara's kasha make any sense? Meaning the Gemara wants to know, why do I need Losam L'Adam Re'echa? I already have Vashivosolo. So we tried to say, well, aren't there normally nafkaminas between whether something is a lo saseh or something is a mitzvah saseh? So we started going through of the various nafkaminas and tried to figure out whether any of those nafkaminas would work over here. So for instance, we mentioned yesterday that you get malchus normally for a lo saseh, you don't get malchus for an aseh. But over here, it's a lafshein b'maisa, so you wouldn't get malchus anyway. So that would not be enough kamina over here. That would not be a reason why I need lo samad al dam re'echa, even though I already have ashivosolo. We discussed normally for a mitzvah saseh, you spend up until 20% of your money for mitzvah lo saseh, you got to spend all of your money. So, let's leave that one out. We discussed the possibility that for a kofin al mitzvah saseh, but we're not kofin for a lo saseh. They force someone to do an assay, you don't force someone to do a lo saseh. But we pointed out that maybe for this lo saseh you would be kofin, because this lo saseh is violated b'shevi al taseh, by being omed, by sitting there and doing nothing. So maybe that's a din in shevi al taseh versus kumvasei, rather than a din in asei versus lo saseh. So the reason I put so much emphasis on trying to figure out whether the differences between asei and lo saseh apply over here is because of the kasha, the marsha, and the minchas chinuch. Marsha and the minchas chinuch are both bothered. What kind of question is the Gemara asking? Lo samra, why do I need lo samra adam re'echa? I already have ashivosolo. What do you mean? Ashivosolo is a mitzvah sasei. I need lo samra adam re'echa to tell me that it's a mitzvah lo sasei. Right? That's the kasha the Marsha the Minchas Chinuch asks. But they don't take it any further than that. That's the way they ask the kasha. It sounds like an incomplete kasha, because who cares that it's a lo sasei? Unless it's adding something to the din, why does it matter that it's a lo sasei? in Marsha, but you saw that, and we'll take a look, Marsha and Minchas Chinuch, both are bothered by the same kasha. Marsha within Tosos Dibra Maschil Latzilo, I think, 9 Gimel. So the Marsha writes, yeah, in Tosos Dibra Maschil Latzilo, Marsha says, you can't say that lo samod, that the answer to the Gemara's kasha is so obvious that I need lo samod just to give me a lo sasei. So he's bothered. Why doesn't the Gemara just say that's what I need lo samod for? So to me, the reason that I emphasize all the difference between lo sasei and asei yesterday is because why would that be enough of a reason for the Torah to waste the whole pasuk just to tell me that there's a lav, unless making it a lav changes some halacha about it? Now I don't force him about it, or now I see he has to spend more money on it, or now it's no longer going to be docha, it's going to be no longer be nidcha mipnei mitzvah sasei, or something like that. You know, one of the nafkaminas. Marsha just says, no, just tell me that it's a lav. So he says the reason why the Gemara. So it sounds like the Marsha is bothered by that kasha, even without any nafkaminas between a lo sasei and an asei, because we couldn't think of a single nafkamina that the Gemara doesn't mention that between an asei and a lo sasei that would work for our case. Right? The last one we discussed was asei docha lo sasei. Right? If you have something that's only an asei is docha lo sasei. But if you have something that's both an asei and a lo sasei, ein asei docha lo sasei vasei. So by saving someone's life an asei and a lo sasei, it's now not nidche by a mitzvah sasei. An asei might normally be docha lo sasei, and an asei might normally be docha an asei. But asei is not going to be docha both a lo sasei ve asei. So maybe that's what we accomplish by making it a lo sasei as well. So, again, the Marsha just says, just tell me that it's a lav. Just maybe that's the whole reason I have this pasuk. So says the Marsha, no. He says, I already have a lav even before lo samod also. The Gemara couldn't just answer the difference is an asei versus a lav. The Gemara's kasha was, what do I need? Lo samod, I already have vashivosulo. The Gemara could not answer lo samod is a lav and vashivosulo is an asei, because vashivosulo is also a lav. Vashivosulo is the general mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda involves both the mitzvah saseh of Hashav Teshivim, of Hashav Osilo, returning the Aveda, and mitzvah lo saseh of Lusuch HaLisalim, that you're not allowed to hide your face from an Aveda, that when you see an Aveda, you're not allowed to ignore it. So it is a lo saseh, it is a lo saseh as well. That's why it's not a nafkamina. Alright, well, I guess we can take a look at the Minchas Chinuch for a minute, and then we'll drop this portion of the topic, and we'll move on to the next issue. Minchas Chinuch, which is in your packets, yeah?
So Marsha pretty much, he rejects Tosfos, but doesn't give an alternative answer.
Why is he rejecting Tosfos? Let's take a look at that Tosos. Let's see Lubinafsho. Take a look at that Tosos. Let's look at it together. We read the first half of Tosos yesterday. Did we read the whole thing? I don't think we read. Let's see Lubinafsho. Says Tosos. Vim Tomar. In the second half now. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar. The kiven de mehachi alfinan derotzeach nitan latzilu benafsho. Since we learn from here that you have to save a murderer with his life, meaning you have to kill Reuven when he's going to kill Shimon, lamali krab b'tovea b'nahar v'chaya gorarto. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me to save somebody's life when they're drowning? Hashta chavero hori kedei lahatil hasam lakolshke. If I'm allowed to commit murder to save a person's life, of course I have to jump into a river to save a person's life. I have to swim a little to save a person's life. Right? Shouldn't it be obvious? once I already have a pasuk, the Gemara went through three possibilities. How do I know that if Reuven's going to kill Shimon, I'm allowed to kill Reuven? So the Gemara says, oh, we learned a hakish tenarim rasa. But that's a huge chiddush, that saving a person's life is so important, I'm allowed to commit murder to save a person's life. So once I have that hekesh, doesn't it become obvious that I'm allowed to, that I have a chiyuv to save a person's life when it won't involve doing any avera, like murder? Of course I should be allowed to save somebody's life. I should have a chiyuv to save somebody's life when stam, they're drowning and I have the ability to save them. I really need a pasuk? V'lo mistaber lememar de chavero horek tfei lafrushim eisura. He says, I know what you're going to try to answer, but don't even start with this. He says, I know, you're going to try to answer no. You know why you're allowed to commit a murder when Reuven is trying to kill Shimon? Because Reuven's doing an Aveira, and part of it's not just a mitzvah to save Shimon's life, it's two mitzvahs. You have one mitzvah to save Shimon, and you have another mitzvah to do what? To save Reuven from doing an Aveira. So you have two mitzvahs, a mitzvah to save Reuven from himself, from doing an Aveira, and a mitzvah to save Shimon from being killed by Reuven. That's why you're allowed to commit murder. That's why there's a chiyuv to save Shimon. Because you're doing two salvations in one. But stam, to save someone who's drowning. No one pushed him in. There's no murderer. You're not saving anybody from an avera. Somebody's drowning. He fell overboard. He was rowboating and whatever. He fell overboard and he's drowning now. No fault of anybody's. So I would think maybe there's not a chiyuv. Tulsa says that's ridiculous. If I'm allowed to commit murder to save Shimon, even though there's this additional element that I'm also saving Reuven from himself, there's got to be a mitzvah to save a guy who's drowning when I'm not going to have to commit murder, when I'm not going to have to do anything wrong to save him who's drowning. It has to be that there's such a mitzvah. So Tosfos is bothered by why we even need a source for saving a person's life when stam they're drowning. Again, what is the source for saving a person's life when they're drowning? Lo samo, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says it's also vashivoso. It's both. Right? That is the source. But why do I even need a source? So it says, Elanir di ime hacha avamina asay kamashmalan hasam da over blab dulo samal adam reacha. So he says, no, the reason I need a source at all is that ime hacha, if I would have just learned it from here, from where? If I would have just learned, what's those saying? If I would have just learned that you have to save someone's life, someone who's drowning, from where? Where if I would have learned it from where? No, it's not saying Vashivoso. So that's why I thought it's very easy to misread because we're so programmed in the Gemara's line of thinking as is it Vashivoso, is it Losamon? Tosa is suggesting a third possibility. What was Tosa suggesting? Where should I learn the Chiv to save someone's life? From the fact that I have a Chiv to kill Reuven when he's trying to kill Shimon. From the Din of Rotzeach. How do I know the Din of Rotzeach of a Rodef that I have to kill a Rodef? I know it from a Hekish to Nara Murasa, which is a mitzvah saseh. So Tosa says, Tosa is not asking, why do I need those samod? I already have Vashivoso. The Gemara asked that kasha. Tosa is asking, why do I need any of them? What do I need Vashivoso? What do I need those samod? What do I need any of these things for? I should learn it from a third source, which is Kal v'chomer, that if I'm allowed to kill somebody to save Shimon when he's being chased by Reuven, I'm allowed to kill Reuven, and of course I have to save stam a guy who's drowning. Simple Kal v'chomer. And to that Tosa's answer is, well, it's only a mitzvah sase. It's not a mitzvah slo sase. It only, if I would have learned from that third source, it only would have been a mitzvah sase. Now that I have lo samod and vashivoso, it's a mitzvah slo sase. Right? Now, Tosos, Pasha Pshat is saying, and now that I have lo samod, it's lo sase, and he doesn't even mention vashivoso for some reason. What the Marsha is pointing out is even if you just had vashivoso, it would also be a mitzvah slo sase. Because Vashivoso comes with a twin losase. It's Vashivoso and Losucha Losalim. It just means that it's a din of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is both an ase and a losase. Why do I need losamod? It's already an ase and a losase from Vashivoso. So that's what the Marsha says. That's what the Gemara says. That losamod teaches you have to spend money also.
Is it possible to say, not like the Marsha, that we have a reboy by Vashivoso lo that includes
Losucha Lesalin? You could very, very easily say that Vashivoso, for some reason, the mashmo, it depends how you understand the drasha of Vashivoso. Let's put it this way. Vashivoso, where do we get this idea that it includes Avedas Gufo? does it say Avedas Gufo? Avedas Gufo means the guy's about to lose his life. I have a mitzvah of a Shabbos Avedah to return his life that's about to be lost. Does it say that in the Torah? What does the pasuk actually say? Where is it? We don't have the I don't have the pasuk quoted on the side of the page over here. The pasuk says, you see in Avedas Achicha, Ashivosala. You should return it to him. Right? You should return his Aveda. Where does it say anything about Gufo?
And how can you say that if he didn't lose it yet? And how can you return something that's not lost?
You're asking a different kasha. But meaning, let's assume the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda is even as something is being lost. And he doesn't have the ability to retrieve it. And you can get it back for him. So that's the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. Where do you see that means saving a life? That it's Aveda's Gufo? So there are two ways to understand the drasha. One way to understand the drasha is that it's kal v'chomer. That if I have to return his money, kal v'chomer, that I would have to return his life. Right? The other way to understand it is that it's not a kal v'chomer, it's mashmo'uz darsh, meaning it's the mashmo'uz of the pasuk. Vashevoso lo, return him to him. Meaning not only return the object to him, Vashiv also means return him to him. L'maynaf kamina, whether it's a kal v'chomer or whether it's a drash from the pasuk, so it's exactly what Yossi's saying. Yossi's vard is like this. Marsha takes it for granted that there's a lo saseh in Hashavas Aveda also. And that lo saseh, well, there definitely is a lo saseh in Hashavas Aveda when someone lost an iPod, so there's both a mitzvah saseh and a lo saseh. And you have to go return it. But how do I know by Avidas Gufo that there's a Los Asay? So the Mashra says, what do you mean? It's Hashavas Aveda, so it's a Los Asay. It has a Los Asay also. So Yossi's suggesting is like this. If you understand that Avidas Gufo comes from a Kal V'chomer, then when I have to return someone's money, Kal V'chomer, I have to return their life, so good. Just like when I have to return their money, it's both an Asay and a Los Asay. When I have to return their life, it's also kal v'chomer. I have to return their life, both baseh and belos aseh. Right? That would make sense. But if you're darshaning vashiv osulo, you have to return him to him. It's the mashmos of the words that tell you that you have to return his guf. It's not a kal v'chomer. It's just the mashmos of the words themselves. Well, where do those words appear? Only by the mitzvahs aseh. There's no mashmaus that you have to return a guf. That's only about money. So one could have argued with the Marsha that the mitzvahs Hashavas Aveda, in regards to a person's life, is only a mitzvah saseh. Lo samod is a lo saseh. And what it will all boil down to again, at the end of the day, is when the Gemara asks, why do I need lo samod? Don't I already have Ashivosa? The Gemara answers, it's an issue of money. Is the Gemara saying that the reason that there's from Vashivosilo I would not have known to spend money, whereas lo samod I would know to spend money, is based on the fact that lo samod is a lo saseh and Vashivosilo is only an asay? Or is the Gemara saying something even stronger? That it has nothing to do with lo saseh and asay, it has to do with what the words sound like they mean. If it were just about that lo samud is adding lo saseh to the picture, so then you would have to say vashivosulo does not already include a lo saseh. Understand? Meaning if vashivosulo already includes a lo saseh, then lo samud doesn't add a lo saseh to the picture. But if you're going to say that no, when we're saying lo samud, we're saying that the words lo samud imply you have to spend money. Nothing to do with it being a lo saseh. It's just the words lo samud means that you have to do whatever you can, including money, to help it, to stop it. Whereas lo sucha le salim, which is lo saseh that already exists by Hashavas Aveda, does not tell me that you have to spend money. And it's the mashmos of the words themselves that's coming to teach me. So I wanted to clarify that Tosfos. I mean, that Tosfos is not asking about Vashivosulo versus Lo Samod. He's asking about why isn't there a third source of learning the Kal V'chomer from Rotzeh, from Rodev. That by Rodev you have to kill Ruvain, and you're even committing murder, so Kal V'chomer you should have to save Stam, a guy who's drowning. So That's how we deal with all the various Isurim over here. So what the Marsha is saying is that once you're telling me that Lo Samud is a Lo Sasei, and that's why I can't learn it from the Hekish, from Rodef, right? Why not say this? That's the same reason. Why doesn't the Gemara use that as its answer to its question of why do I need Lo Samud? Why isn't Vashi Vosilo good enough? I mean, the Marsha says there are. I'm just trying to make this clear. There are three possibilities of how do I know that you have to save Tovei Binar, that someone's drowning, that you have to save him. So possibility number one is Vashivosa. Possibility number two is Lo Samud. Both of these the Gemara says, right? Both of these appear in the Gemara. And the Gemara asks, why do I need this when I already have this one, right? There's a third one to suggest, and that is just learn it from Rodin. And if I'm allowed to murder, then for sure I should be allowed to. If I'm allowed to murder to save somebody's life, then for sure I have a responsibility to save somebody's life when it doesn't involve murdering somebody or violating any other avera. So Tosis asks, why don't I just have this? What do I need either of these for? I should just have this. Just have Rodin. So Tosis answers, no, this is only an asay. I need the salmon because it's a los asay, right? Frek the Marsha, whoa, once you're reminding me that Lo Samud is a Lo Sasei, and therefore it adds an element, why doesn't the Gemara, when it asks its question of why do I need Lo Samud, isn't Vashi Vosilo good enough, why doesn't the Gemara point out that Lo Samud is necessary because it has something none of the others have, that the other possibilities don't have, that it's a Lo Sasei? So Marsha answers, Vashi Vosilo is also a Lo Sasei. Because Vashimosalo comes along with Losucha Lisale. So it's also Los Hase. And therefore, for Taisus Kasha, you could tell me, why do I need these two? I already have this. So Tosu could say, because these teach me a Los Hase. But for the Gemara's Kasha, why do I need this? I already have this. You can't tell me because there's a Los Hase. There's also a Los Hase. That's how the Marsha understands. That's what the Marsha is doing over here. Yeah.
But can
that
be an assay and there's just the flip side of a
low assay
also?
Yeah, it's both. It's an assay vilos assay. It's exactly that. It is. The words I show are an assay, lo sukha the salim is lo assay. Hashava saveda, this is just a fancy way of saying Hashava saveda. Hashava saveda is both an assay and a lo assay. So, but then lo salim shouldn't be adding anything. It already is a lo assay. So that's what the Gemara answers. No, what Lo Samud adds is that you have to spend money. Because from Hashavas Aveda, you don't spend money on Hashavas Aveda. Which, by the way, we're going to spend some time discussing at some point this week, hopefully. The fact that the Gemara asks the Kasha, why do I need Lo Samud? I already have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda about returning somebody's life, implies that all of the normal Gedarim of Hashavas Aveda would apply to saving a person's life, except for spending money. Because Gemara answered, no, we go beyond Hashavas Aveda to save someone's life, because you even spend money. That's what Losama teaches me. But the implication is any of the other limitations of Hashavas Aveda would apply to saving a person's life. Any of the other rules of Hashavas Aveda would apply to saving a person's life. So we're going to discuss, what about the fact that there's Gemara that says in Bab Metzia that if you have a Zakin Venil Fi Kvoda, doesn't have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Familiar with the concept of Zakin Venil Fi Kvodo? Let's say I see a Barbie doll on the street or something. So, I don't have, Rav Yashiv, let's say. Rav Yashiv sees a Barbie doll on the street. So Nebuch, a little girl, lost it. He doesn't have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Because for him to walk around, for Rav Yashiv, he walk around with a Barbie doll, it's Venil Fi Kvodo. It's beneath his dignity to be walking around with a Barbie doll. Right? So he's pater from Hashavas Aveda. Would you say the same thing about saving someone's life? That you have a big Talmud Chacham and he's got his frock and his shtreimel and whatever, and there's Nebuch, there's a girl drowning or a boy drowning, there's some person, whatever, any human being drowning. So you say, well, I have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to save their life. But then I'm going to be, my frack will be wet, and you know, it's I'm going to look gross, and say nulfi kvodo that I should walk around looking like that, that I should be jumping in the river. What? But the point is, though, that the Gemara asked why I need those tallis. I already have Hashavas Aveda. And the Gemara didn't answer that. It didn't answer, well, those tallis teaches me that even when it's not in Venus, photo. All the Gemara answered was that you have to spend money. It never said that Zaken Venus, photo. The implication being, perhaps, that the other limitations of Hashavas Aveda, like Zaken Venus, photo, would apply still to saving a person's life, which is crazy. If you think about it, it's insane that a guy, because he doesn't want to mess up his frock, he's not going to have a chiv to save a person's life. Okay, so I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit over here. That's another issue that we're going to get to, and we have, yeah. Ah, good. Meaning it could be the Gemara's answer of spending money is just saying that it's not limited to Hashavas Aveda. That the rules of Hashavas Aveda don't apply. It's a general answer. When the Gemara says, Losama teaches me they have to spend money, what the Gemara means to say is, it teaches me that it's not bound by the limitations of Hashavas Aveda. Like, by Hashavas Aveda, you don't have to spend money for this, you would have to spend money. Or, by Hashavas Aveda, Zakeh Vinilfi Kvodo would apply over here, Zakeh Vinilfi Kvodo does not apply. Yeah, Inochinam, you could definitely read it that way. Believe that, we'll get to it. Rav Shlomo Kluger, Rav Asher Weiss, there's a major, Rav Maisha, there's a major discussion in the Poskim about this.
When it comes to comparing Rodin to this space, can't you say you can't compare at all? Like, you can't bring the din because ain't one shit in the din? I'm saying the whole, we can't, it said that we can't learn Rodin from Narva Ursa because ain't one shit in the din. So why won't that apply here at all? Learning from
over here, it's not a din of onesh; it's a din of a chiyuv to save.
You're still learning from an onesh that you should.
Yeah, you know, means I can't give somebody an onesh based on a halacha I learned from a kal v'chomer. Over here, I'm not giving somebody an onesh; I'm saving a person's life. I have a chiyuv, a mitzvah. Mitzvah, you for sure, learn from a kal v'chomer.
Can we say the drasha Tosos? If you're going to say that the essay doesn't apply because of kavod, then can we learn out from Rodef that even this person?
Good. Very good. Meaning, Tosos never said at the end, he never said that this is an invalid source. He just said that it's an insufficient source. We need those Sama teach me that there's a Losa say. But not that this is invalid. So the Gemara dealt with, why do I need this once I have this? And the Gemara, okay, so maybe we can make a deal that Hashem Saveda doesn't apply, that the limitations of Hashem Saveda apply to Losama normally. But no, nowhere does it say that the limitations of Hashem Saveda apply to Rode. That's an excellent point. Okay, so we'll get to that. Do you want to do that topic now? Because once we're already discussing it, 8 minutes left, or should we just wait? Two things to say there. Huh? What? We're already discussing, we're already Rosh Hashanah into the topic. I know it kills everything you prepare in the morning center, but we'll get back to that stuff also. Take a look. Chachma Shlomo. Simon Tav Chavav. The last Simon Chosha Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch, in the side of the page, is Chachma Shlomo, tiny little letters. Shlomo Kluger. Says Shlomo Kluger. Sifav, Haroas Chaver Tovei Biyah. Shulchan Aruch says, see someone drowning, you have to save his life. Shkai, says Rishon Kluger. Nir Lefiyani Yisdaiti, Luch Ora, Din Chadash. Rishon Kluger says, I thought of a new din. Dahainu, Dafke Me'inu Derech Bizayim Lahatzil. Oz Mokhiv Latzil Begufo. When do you have to save somebody's life? It's a, it looks like a page of Shulchan Aruch. It says, Taz, Beretiv, Bizbetruva. I don't know how to describe where it is. It's not really near the end of the packet or the beginning of the packet. It's kind of in the middle. So he says, Adin Chadash that I could tell you. And that is that when do you have a chiv to save someone's life, that's if it's not going to be a bizayon to the matzil. Oz mechuyiv la'atzilo begufa. Avlim havi hatzala derech bizayon la'amatzil. But if it's going to be embarrassing to the savior, you know, the word savior, right? If it's embarrassing to the person saving the other guy's life, and you don't have anybody else that you could hire to do it, then you're not going to have to do it if it's going to be a bizayon or a tircha yusera. Why? Do zaken o kadome, if let's say you're zaken or whatever. And the reason is, in the first wide line now, since the Gemara derives that you have to save somebody's life from the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. Just like by Aveda, the Torah says that Visalamta, which we darshan means, it's funny, what the Torah really says is, don't see your friend's Aveda Visalamta and hide your face from it. But we darshan, since it says the word Vihisalamta, that there are some times that it's okay to hide your face from it and pretend it's not there. Such as, when you're a Zagin Venel Fikvoda, then you're allowed to pretend it's not there. You're allowed to hide your face from it. So over here also, you're Pater from Hashavas Gufo when it's Zagin Venel Fikvoda. Din Chadash. A brand new din. Ve'ein lomar, don't try to respond to me, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger. I'm already anticipating how you're going to try to reject me. Don't say to me, Hashabbos Aved the Potter, Mikal Makom Gufo Shaini, Mikal Chapasul Osamar Adam Re'echa, Mukhiv Atzilo. And don't say, no. If you're Zaken Venel Fikvodo, you don't have to jump in Midin Hashabbos Aveda, but you still have to jump in Midin Osamod. Don't tell me that, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger. I'll tell you why not. Dim Kane, how did the Gemara ever know that you have to pay money to save a guy's life? The Gemara knew you had to pay money because what else is Losamud coming to teach me? The Sefer Shlomo Kluger, if Losamud is coming to teach me that I have to jump in when it's a Zaken Venel Fikvodo, then that's the reason why I need Losamud. The Gemara asked, what do I need Losamud? I already have Hashem Osalo. The Gemara should have answered, I need Losamu. Tell me, Zaken Venel Fikvodo, that even if I'm ruined my frock, I still got to jump in and save someone's life. The fact that the Gemara instead answers, Losamu teaches me you have to spend money, shows me that I don't have to ruin my frock to save a person's life. So he's not done. He says, and a clear raya that this is true. From the fact that Gemara says in Sanhedrin Dafayin Hey, the parach elamandi amar pnuya haisa, my kule hai. Wild Gemara, Sanhedrin Dafayin Hey. The Gemara tells us of a story of an adam echad shenasan einav biisha achas. A man fell in love with a woman, not fell in love, in lust with a woman. The Hela Libotina, and he felt like he needed to be with her. Ubo v'shalu l'rofim, and they asked doctors. Does he says he physically, medically needs to be with this woman. Is it true? Va'amru, and they said, Ein lo takanat shetiba'el. It's true. He's not going to get better unless he has bia with this woman. Amru chacham yamos v'altivalov. Chacham said, too bad, he's going to have to die. Yaharik Val Yavar. Tamil Vanavaruma. So the doctor said, well, maybe it would also work if she just stands naked in front of him, even if they don't have Bia. The rabbi said, no dice. Yamos Val Tamil Vanavaruma. Let him die. Okay, Tisaprimo Mecharia Gedar. Okay, he doesn't really need to see her. He just needs to call her on a 1-900 number or something. Talk inappropriate with her on the phone or something like that. And that will, that may cure him. Yamos Val Tisaprimo Mecharia Gedar. No, sorry, it's not going to work either. Let him die. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Who was this woman that he couldn't sleep with her? Was she a married woman? Okay, that I understand. Eishas ish. He's got to die. She's Arayos. But there's one opinion that Pnuya Haisa. She was a single girl. She wasn't married. It's not Arayos to sleep with a single girl. So I asked Gemara Bishlam, if she was a Pnuya, what's the big deal? Why can't he just sleep with her? Save his life. Says the Gemara. Rav Papa answers, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. Because it's going to be such an embarrassment, this girl's family, that, oh, how did your daughter meet her chassan? Oh, he was lovesick with her and he needed to sleep with her, otherwise he was going to die. That's embarrassing. No, that's not how shiduchim are supposed to be made. It's a pagam mishpacha. They shouldn't have to go through that kind of embarrassment, and therefore this guy should just die. Just let him die. Everyone will be happier. So ask for Shlomo Kluger. What? Let him die? For what? For embarrassment? What's he going to say? Where's he going with this? Why do you let him die rather than allow the family to suffer embarrassment? What's your requirement to not let him die? What's your requirement to stop him from dying? It's our sugya. And what do you see? That if it's going to be embarrassing for me to save his life, it's going to be embarrassing to the girl's family to save his life, then what? Don't save his life. Let him die. Shtark Akasha, right? So he says, Haraya, that the mitzvah of Losamot is limited to the rules of Hashavas Aveda, namely Zakin Venil Fikvodos Pater. That's for Shlomo Kluger's Raya. Because Otto Mishum Kam Mishpacha Yomel Zeh, you know, the guy died because of Kam Mishpacha, Lo Mishpacha Asa Mokhiyov Natsilov. The Mishpacha has to save him, they have a Chiyov. They have to spend money to save him. Yeah, that's from Losam Adam Rech, that they have to spend money. But it never says anywhere, Zakin Venil Fikvodos. That's for Shlomo Kluger. Phenomenal Chiddush. So as you may have guessed, not everyone was so thrilled with Rav Shlomo Kluger's Chiddush. So I guess we'll pick up with this tomorrow since we sort of got sidetracked on it. Look at Roman numeral 4, Zakin Venil Fikvodo and Levazviz Mamona. So you have Chachma Shlomo, Milchas Asher Ve'ikra Simen Mem Dalid, and Rav Moshe. I guess we'll pick up with that tomorrow and then we'll work our way backwards. If anyone can stick around for 10 minutes, we'll do that now. Followed by Minchas Asher.